The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Good. It's December already.
Yes, yes. And so the days in a short bit will start to get longer.
Oh,
the
daylight, not for a couple of weeks, but yeah, you know what's coming in a couple of weeks?
Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the best time of year for you, Pat?
Oh, I love it.
You love putting up the Christmas tree. Oh, that's what you love.
This is my purgatory. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have with us today special guests from FEMA. We have Dave Bollinger and Maggie Dunn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of the building, and there's some construction going on in the neighborhood. So it's kind of, we get thousands of hits a month on that roof cam. It's unbelievable.
I don't understand it. I'd like to put a survey out there, like, why are you clicking on this? But
they come from all over the world, too, I can tell. It's unbelievable.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Dave Bollinger and Maggie Dunn from FEMA. Dave is the mitigation outreach coordinator, and Maggie is the risk analyst, correct? Did I get that right?
That's correct.
All right. So we're here to talk about, well, last week we had the Lackawanna County Coalition in flood risk coalition,
right?
Coalition. And now you're from FEMA. You're the big dogs. All right. So I'm sure you listen to the show, and I want to get your take on the coalition and how you're working with the coalition, please.
We're very excited that the Lackawanna County Flood Risk Coalition has come together, and FEMA is a partner in that coalition, as are several state agencies. And so we really have a great group of federal representatives, state representatives, and then most importantly, our local folks are coming together. So we have people from the county that were talking on your show last week, Steve Petoniak, and then we have some representatives from different nonprofits like the Lackawanna County River Corridor Association. So we really have a good group of people that are coming together to help local residents understand what their risks are from flooding.
And you want to grow that, those numbers in the coalition. You would like some more participants, correct?
We do. We just got started, and we are interested in bringing in more folks. So people who are involved in real estate, development, flood insurance, anything that really can help local residents understand their flood risk and help us better communicate that.
Okay. So what's your role at FEMA, and why are you here today? Please, Dave.
Well, we're here today because we're focusing on community outreach. The risk has changed in Lackawanna County. We've seen it in the newly provided maps that are coming out. And we want to be able to go out to the community, speak to people, show them what their risk is, where they live, where their structure, their home is, and help them to mitigate that risk.
So people typically think that flood insurance is needed when you have a mortgage, when you buy a house. So if you live by some sort of body of water, a river, even sometimes streams or lakes, large bodies of water. And so they feel that, you know, flood insurance is a must-have, and it's an automatic. But a lot of what we talked about last week, and I'm sure what we talk about this week, we're going to talk about properties that are at risk, even when they don't know they're at risk? Right. And how does that happen?
We like to say that anywhere it can rain, it can flood. And of course, there are different levels of risk from flooding, and people who live along a river might be better informed about flood risk, but you can have...
And better prepared, probably.
And better prepared, we hope. You know, now, flood insurance, banks require property owners who have a mortgage and who live in what we call the special flood hazard area. It's a little bit of a confusing term, but it's also the same thing that people call the 100-year floodplain, which is a bit of a misnomer. You know, if you live in that area, it means that every year you have a 1% chance of having a flood. And what people don't realize is that over a 30-year mortgage, that means you have a 25% chance of flooding if you live in that area, right? And so that's the area where banks tend to require flood insurance. But it doesn't mean that everybody in that area purchases flood insurance. So in Lackawanna, for example, only about 22% of the structures in that area actually have insurance, which means we have almost 80% of the structures are really vulnerable here. And so that's why we want to talk to folks at the local level to make sure they understand whether they live in that area or they live outside of it, that they're still subject to flooding, and insurance is a great way to help protect their property.
Flood insurance is a great way to protect their property. And they have options regarding where they can get their flood insurance, correct?
They do. They have options. The National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP, as we like to call it, is one option that they can go to. There are also private carriers that they can purchase their flood insurance through. They need to find an insurance broker who represents one of those non-NFIP companies. One of the things that we do try and explain to people is that 20 to 25% of the claims that we see at the NFIP are from outside that special flood hazard area. And that's because flood risk is changing, as we've said at the beginning. It's not something that stays static. And it's very human to believe that if it's never flooded where you live, it's never going to flood. And that is a mistake. It can flood anywhere, as Maggie said, where it rains. It can flood.
And so, or where there's lots of snow and there's a massive melt, you know, sometimes it gets warmer and then that snow, you know, several feet of snows.
And ice jams.
And ice jams. And water runoff from another area coming or from a neighboring property. So there's ways to flood without being on a river.
There are. It's a rainy morning as we're doing this show, and as we're driving up the mountain toward the radio station, you can see water sheeting across the road. That's runoff from the mountain. That happens all through the north of Pennsylvania where there are mountains, and it can cause flooding.
If I had a quarter for every time somebody said, I live on top of a hill, I'm never going to flood, you know, I'd be doing pretty well right now. It's really important for people to understand that flooding can come from a number of different sources. And even if you have high elevation, you might be at less risk from flooding, but water can run down that mountain and into your home. We've seen it time and time again.
So you are, FEMA's looking at Lackawanna County now and some neighboring counties. And your role here is to bring awareness to the community. And so we've realized heavy storms in the recent past, and people that Steve Petoniak mentioned last week as a fire chief of Jessup and also a member of the coalition, Lackawanna County Flood Risk Coalition, that the people were saying that they had water who never had water, to your point, that never had water before.
Well, I think it's no surprise to any of us that we're having higher volumes of water in smaller areas of the watershed during these rainstorms. That changes the flood profile. Trying to keep up with that is one of the things that has been a challenge for FEMA. And will continue as long as this weather cycle continues.
You know, and this isn't unique to Lackawanna County. We've seen flooding all across Pennsylvania and all across the country. And, you know, I'm sure folks are watching the news if they haven't seen it in their own backyard. But this summer in particular, Pennsylvania really had a tremendous amount of rainfall. And so we want folks to be prepared to think about the weather and think about what they can do around their home to help prevent their risk of flooding.
And not just at the next rain event, but take a long-term approach, because your financial investment in your home is at risk if you don't take that long-term approach and protect yourselves.
Sure, it could be financially devastating. So these past flood control projects that were, you know, all scattered throughout Lackawanna County that were supposed to prevent the low-lying areas from flooding, that was part of the decision to do these maps, these new maps, or in addition to? One of the reasons, maybe.
Right. So FEMA consistently remaps communities, and that's because flood risk changes, right? Anytime you develop a property, it can change how flooding happens around that property. If you build a bridge over a river, that can change flooding downstream. And if precipitation changes, that can change flooding. So we try to update maps on a fairly regular basis all across the country. In Lackawanna in particular, we've been working here for quite a long time, and it is a little bit more complicated because we do have a lot of flood risk structures in this area, and they do provide some protection, but not necessarily complete protection. So it's important for residents to know what exact protection those structures are providing.
Well, I've been in real estate a little bit, 25 years, and I have been hearing all during that time that the flood maps were being updated. Maggie, you were in diapers. And so, but
if I had a quarter for every time I heard the flood maps are being updated, I'd be sick.
I mean, it really is long overdue, and I'm looking forward to it. So, when will they be coming out, do you think, maybe officially?
We're looking in about a year or so.
Okay. So, all right. We're all looking forward to this. And from my understanding from last week's discussion with the Lackawanna County Flood Risk Coalition, we're no longer going to see the Zone A's, which were the high risk, and the Zone B's, which were the medium risk, and then the low risk areas. It's going to change.
You will see on the map, you will see the floodway, which is where the water runs highest and fastest during a flood. And you will also see the special flood hazard area, which is area of inundation, given a certain amount of water coming down the stream. They will be sectioned off into X zones and A zones, but it won't be as apparent on the new maps because what we're trying to do is make them more user-friendly. We're trying to get people to be able to go into our website, which is msc.fema.gov, and put in their address and be able to see the point on the map where their home is in relation to that special flood hazard area. That way they can make a well-reasoned decision of whether they need to take a mitigation action, such as raising their home or putting in rain barrels or taking an action like vents in their crawl spaces, those types of things. That's what we're trying to get people to realize, that there's a risk in a lot of the structures, and we want to make sure that they understand it.
Okay, very
good. You know, Jackie, I'm sorry. What's good to know is the website that Dave mentioned has the current maps for Lackawanna County, right? But you don't have to wait a whole nother year to find out what those future maps are going to look like. We actually have a great tool that's online right now, and we'll link to it from your website, and then we're also going to put it on Lackawanna County's website. And it's called Changes Since Last FIRM. FIRM stands for Flood Insurance Rate Map, and this shows the changes from the last map. And if you go on that website and you put in your address, you can see what has changed. Are you at more risk of flooding? Are you at less risk of flooding? Or has your flood risk stayed the same? And we want to get that message out now so that people can make informed decisions about whether they want to purchase flood insurance or whether they want to do any of these things that Dave was talking about in terms of mitigating their property, you know, raising their utilities, et cetera, before the new maps are published.
And a lot of times people think when they think of flood insurance, they think that it's an added expense, and that's an expense that they can use to, you know, go on vacation with their family. And given the choice, you know, sometimes people have to make hard decisions, but they think that flood insurance is really, really expensive. And to your point, I think you mentioned before, or was it was last week, I think Joe mentioned from the coalition that in general it costs. How much would you say annually in addition to regular property insurance?
Here in Lackawanna, or in Pennsylvania rather, the average flood insurance policy is around $1,300 a year. If you're within the special flood hazard area, you're at a higher risk of flooding. So like any insurance, if you're at a higher risk, you have a higher premium. So that's closer to $1,900. But here's a key point. If you're outside of the special flood hazard area, you can still purchase insurance. This is a huge misnomer. People think that they're not required to purchase it and it's not available. That's not true. You can still purchase a national flood insurance policy, and it's going to be at a lower rate because your risk is lower. Right now, it's around $800 a year.
Okay, that's an excellent point.
Yeah, we have my family, we have a house on the beach.
A coastal community.
Yeah, it's a coastal community, and it's high risk. She's giving me the thumbs up because that means the rate is through the roof. I know, because we pay the bills. So
And your parents didn't have a mortgage on it for a long time,
but they kept their flood insurance.
And thank God they did, Sandy, yes.
Right. I mean, they got $110,000 from the flood insurance. They used every nickel of it, plus more.
Plus, yes.
And there was only 2 feet of water in the house, but it destroyed everything. And now their cost of their flood insurance has been going up and up and up, and every year it keeps going up. And you were talking about raising a house, you know, and as a way of mitigating this.
Yes, there are a lot of different ways that you can mitigate your flood risk. One is raising the house, building it up higher so it is above the 1% chance flood. That's the old 100-year flood. But that's one way. You can put vents in if you have a crawl space so that the water comes in and out and doesn't cause hydrostatic pressure on the foundation. Those are some of the things. One of the things that I think we need to get to is to talk a little bit about what homeowners can do before they purchase, because we see many times people will come in to the lender and go to settlement, and they find out at that point they need flood insurance. So people have to advocate a little bit for themselves. They should go to the website and ask the history of the home from the seller or from the agent. Find out what has happened at that site. Then they can look up that property on our website or on the Changes Since Last Firm site that Maggie's talked about, and then talk to the lender to understand what flood insurance requirements are going to be for that mortgage before they commit. Because once they commit, as you well know, they're locked in. So they need to do some homework before they decide to make that purchase. Know what you're buying.
There's a community training session for all of this that we talked about last week and what we're talking about today, right?
That's coming up on Monday, December 10th at Fiorelli Catering in Peckville, PA. It is a flood insurance and flood map training. We have an expert who's coming. Really great information is going to come out of this training, and it's geared towards realtors, insurance agents, both within Lackawanna County and the surrounding area, other professionals, engineers, people who write elevation certificates.
Surveyors,
right? We want the folks who work with residents or business owners, property owners of any sort, to be informed about the changes in the maps that are coming and the impacts that has on flood insurance.
Excellent information. We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you do review two listings, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home at 639 North Hyde Park Avenue in Scranton for $109,000. This spacious home has gorgeous refinished hardwood floors, stained glass windows. It's got a beautiful updated kitchen and updated bath. This charming home has a large three-car garage. I like that. I like three-car garages. It's got a covered front porch. It's got a fenced-in yard. This home, it's been freshly painted. This home is beautiful. You won't have to worry about a thing for years. It has updated electrical, plumbing, and heating systems. This home is in move-in condition. That's a spacious three-bedroom, two-bath home with a three-car garage at 639 North Hyde Park Avenue in Scranton for $109,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office. We also have a three-bedroom, two-bath, split-level home in the Swinnick development in Dunmore at 433 Jessup Avenue for $169,000. This home has beautiful hardwood floors. It has a built-in garage. It's got plenty of off-street parking. It has a walkout finished lower level. This home is in very good condition, and with just a few updates, this could be your dream home. That's a split-level, three-bedroom, two-bath home in the Swinnick development in Dunmore for only $169,000, and that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
Stay with us. We will be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband, Fell Realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Dave Bollinger and Maggie Dunn, both from FEMA. Dave is the mitigation outreach coordinator, and Maggie is a risk analyst. We're having a great discussion with you. And first half of the show, we talked about how no home is completely safe from potential flooding devastation. You don't have to be on a body of water to realize flooding. And far too often, people are caught off guard by the emotional and financial costs of flood damage. So what happens when people do not have a flood insurance policy in place and they flood? Can we talk about that, please?
Right. It really can be devastating. You know, just 1 inch of water can cause up to $25,000 of damage, and that's quite a bit of money. And if you don't have insurance to cover that, where is that money going to come from? Now, sometimes when we have really big flood events, we're able to get a presidential disaster declaration, and that means that FEMA can help support communities in their recovery. And this happened in West Virginia in 2016, and just as an example, folks that didn't have any flood insurance that did qualify for some level of FEMA assistance got about $7,500 to put towards their home. So it's something to get you started, but it's not going to put you back on your feet completely, right? But folks who had flood insurance, they had an average payout of $48,000. You know, it's so much more significant. And that's why we really advocate for people to purchase flood insurance, either through the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program, or through private insurance. Be your own advocate. Understand what kind of insurance you need to protect your property, because your homeowner's insurance is not going to cover flood damage.
Price it out. It doesn't cost anything to price it out. Go to your insurance agent, and if they have private options, you can get quotes that way, and you can go through the National Flood Insurance Program as well and get some quotes.
And one of the most significant pieces there is that if there is no presidential declaration and you have flood insurance, that money is available to you regardless, as long as you have flooding damage. So it's an important point. You are protecting that investment. And it's probably the largest investment that any of us make.
You know, most people buy flood insurance because their banks require it when
Correct.
They have a mortgage.
Correct.
And then sometimes, you know, if a map changes and they're not in that special flood hazard area anymore, or if they pay off their mortgage, the first thing they do is drop their insurance. And it always makes me wonder, you know, the bank is requiring you to buy insurance because they want to protect their investment. Well, don't you want to protect your investment too? You're the one that lives there. You're the one that takes care of it, that raises your family there. You want to make sure that one of your biggest investments is protected.
And it's not only the monetary, it's the emotional. How many memories would you lose if you lost your home? How many things that are very important to you emotionally would you lose? It's devastating.
So the first half of the show, Dave, you talked about, you know, sometimes people, in order to mitigate that their losses, they can elevate their home, right? That would be a way to avoid being flooded.
Correct.
And that would be very expensive to do.
Yes.
But I'm sure there are some other things, simple, maybe easy, less expensive items people can do.
There are other things. You know, they're very minor things, like keeping the gutters clear, making sure that the gutters take the water where it's supposed to be. Elevate the utilities. Make sure they're up above the level of flooding. If you're in the special flood hazard area, it should be at least a foot above what is considered to be the base flood elevation, or the 1% chance, or the 100 year, as we used to call it. Rain barrels. I think last week they talked about rain barrels and about ecological gardens to take up the rain and let it get back into the ground. So those are some of the things. They're also, through the state, in the event of a disaster, we do also fund some grants that allow for people to elevate their home or to have their home acquired if it is truly devastated beyond repair. So those are some of the things that can be available. And the state oversees those programs. We provide the funding, but they oversee them, and they're available through the municipality to the county. One thing that people should understand, that land use in Pennsylvania is at the local level, and all of this revolves around their local community. So their community has to be very proactive, and they have to help their community, because let's face it, there are a lot of mandates to communities that aren't funded. So people getting involved, helping their community, doing the right things for others, themselves and others.
So we're getting back to the coalition and the purpose of the coalition and the point and the mission of the coalition, the people that we had on last week. And they have quite a number of people already on the coalition, and that's the Lackawanna County Flood Risk Coalition. And they're always looking to add people.
Right. You said it. And we're really excited that this coalition has come together, and because it really is the people at the local level that can make the difference. And they're the folks that know Lackawanna County the best. They know where it floods and they know how to communicate about it. And so there's a couple of resources that the Flood Risk Coalition has put together. So we have a mitigation brochure. Dave was talking about some easy things you can do. There's a whole list of simple steps homeowners can take on our mitigation brochure. There is a website that people can go to just to learn about other things they can do to be flood smart. It's www.floodsmart.gov. And if you have questions and you want to talk to somebody on the phone, you can even call a number, 1-877-FEMA-MAP. That's 1-877-FEMA, F-E-M-A, MAP, M-A-P. And in addition to that, we talked about it earlier, but we have an upcoming training on Monday, December 10th, geared towards realtors, insurance agents, other professionals, where we're going to be talking about flood insurance and the map changes that are coming to Lackawanna County.
So some of the people that you'd like to reach out to the coalition and get involved would be some, you know, anybody with an engineering background, maybe some surveyors, insurance agents, even realtors.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're looking for some professionals in different walks of life and in perspective there to enhance the coalition's work and their outreach. Okay, great. With us today, Dave Bollinger and Maggie Dunn, both from FEMA. Dave is the mitigation outreach coordinator and Maggie is the risk analyst. We thank you so much for your time here today with us. I think we talked about some really great stuff.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here and talk about flood risk and how people can be better prepared.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Right. And those flood maps that they were talking about, if you go to jready.com under the local links, we have a link to the FEMA maps there. All you have to do is plug in your address and find your flood risk. Okay, I have an affordable 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 2210 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for $110,000. This home has tons of natural woodwork, including original pocket doors and moldings. It has a full walk-up attic for additional living space. It has a covered front porch and a newer rear deck. This home also has a newer furnace, a newer roof, and replacement windows. That's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 2210 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for $110,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.